From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. A woman is accused of hitting a man with rocks and an exhaust pipe after an argument. On Tuesday night, 9 p.m., Humboldt County Sheriff's deputies responding to the 5,000 block of Valley West Boulevard in Arcata for an assault that had taken place. They found an elderly man who'd been having a verbal spat with 34-year-old Andrea Lynn Russell. When the victim tried to exit a tent and then leave, he said Russell began striking him. The victim was transported to a local hospital, treated for non-life-threatening injuries. Russell arrested, booked into the Humboldt County Correctional Facility on charges including assault with a deadly weapon other than a firearm, elder abuse, and revocation of probation. The City of Fortuna is requesting proposals for the Hillside Creek Flood Control Improvement Project. It consists of channel widening and culvert replacements along 1,400 feet of the Hillside Creek to improve capacity up to the 100-year storm. California Governor's Office of Emergency Services approving the city's Hazard Mitigation Grant Program application for the project, with a total project budget of just under $2.5 million. The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office and RX Safe Humboldt launching a new anti-opioid campaign. The campaign launch and ribbon cutting will be held today outside of the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office. 80% of heroin users, say experts, begin their addiction with prescription drugs. Prescription opioids and heroin are chemically similar and can produce a similar high. Many people who misuse opioids get them from a friend or relative. The community can help curb addiction at the source by discarding unused, expired, or unwanted prescriptions properly. The Humboldt County Coroner's Office has now identified the body of a man found on February 24th on Centerville Beach as that of 37-year-old Jeremy Vlahos of Eugene, Oregon. Vlahos was reported missing to the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office on March 4th. Wording on the T-shirt Vlahos was wearing when located allowed family to identify him as possibly their missing loved one. Vlahos' identity was ultimately confirmed using DNA. Vlahos' cause of death determined to be drowning. Well, a man police say was making threats toward a residence in Orleans is now under arrest. Sheriff's Office deputies went to a home on Red Cap Road Tuesday and took 46-year-old Sean Logan into custody. He also had outstanding meth possession warrants, say police. In addition, he's charged with two counts of DUI, resisting a peace officer, and driving without a license. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.